USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden's approval rating for his handling of the coronavirus pandemic has dropped by 10 points since late June as the Delta variant raises concerns and drives up cases nationwide. In a new Washington Post ABC News poll, 52% of respondents say they approve of the way Biden is handling the pandemic, which is down from 62% of adults who gave him positive marks in late June. Biden's overall approval rating has also dropped since June from 50% to 44%. 30% of adults questioned say they approve of the president's handling of the situation in Afghanistan, while 60% say they disapprove. CAL FIRE confirming that one firefighter died while battling the Dixie Fire on Saturday. Three other firefighters were injured. USA Radio News.
The Giza Dream Sheets are the perfect companion to a MyPillow, the best thing you'll ever put on your bed. Call 1-800-951-8175. Ask for the Giza Dream Sheets special you get, by the way, by using my promo code USA. You can go online also to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. You can save up to 66% on anything in the MyPillow website. Check it out, MyPillow.com, promo code USA. Friends, Mike Lindell's My Pillow, My Slippers make my feet feel better than they have in about 20 years. My Pillow proprietary foam, memory foam, patented impact gel, indoor-outdoor soles. You won't want to take them off, or Mike Lindell will give you your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and save 40% using my promo code USA.
Following U.S. troop withdrawal from Afghanistan, the Biden administration is now tasked with the challenge of getting Americans remaining in the Taliban-controlled country back home. While the Taliban claims they will be more moderate leaders, Republican Congressman from Texas Mike McCall tells Fox News Sunday he believes the group has not changed.
You know, stories of interpreters being taken home to their families and watching, you know, their wives and families being beheaded, executed before they execute the interpreter. This is not a new and improved Taliban. This is the same old Taliban they're reverting back to with the same brutal practices.
President Biden will visit New York on Tuesday and tour neighborhoods in Queens that were ravaged by the remnants of Hurricane Ida. The White House adding Biden will visit New Jersey, where at least 25 people died and motorists were stranded in their vehicles. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Biden administration is releasing its new immigration plan.
The Biden administration recently released its immigration plan that includes billions of dollars in aid for the Northern Triangle countries in Central America to address what they call the root causes of illegal immigration. But critics say that money would be better used to secure the U.S.'s southern border. Pinal County, Arizona Sheriff Mark Lamb tells Fox News that those funds should go to the Border Patrol and Sheriff's Departments on the front lines of the border crisis.
That money would be so effective if you just give it to the sheriffs and the Border Patrol and let us go to work and fix this problem. Sending it down to Central America only is going to continue corrupt governments. It's a terrible idea. The root cause is Joe Biden and this administration, and they've got to fix it within their own administration. Let us do our job. Give us the money.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain says the COVID-19 response team is ready to roll out booster vaccines whenever the FDA approves them. Speaking on CNN's State of the Union, Klain saying the Biden administration is still hoping that one of the boosters will be approved by the FDA and CDC before the September 20th proposed launch date. Klain noting the federal government has already purchased the additional doses and is prepared to launch them as soon as possible. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.